The magic of curating stories is that I get to dive deeper into the life and values of all of these storytellers. It is such a luxury. And sometimes I may have known someone who becomes a storyteller for writ large in one context, but my appreciation of them just keeps on expanding. And Mona Newton, our next storyteller, is one of those. Mona Newton has been working for more than 25 years to help make a positive difference in people's lives and for the planet in the realm of energy efficiency and renewable energies. She worked at the Colorado Governor's Energies Office for over 5 years. She came to this field driven by practicality and the love for the environment. Amory Lovins was one of the first who captured her imagination about the simplicity and practicality of energy efficiency as a path to preserving the planet. Let's put our hands together, welcoming CAUSE director Mona Newton.
I once broke into a house to insulate the attic. My husband and I were going to buy that house, but in order to get a loan, we had to have the house insulated. I had been working for weatherizing homes for low-income families for over a year. I would crawl under mobile homes to insulate them and blow insulation into the attic. I was also educating families about ways that they can save energy and reduce their utility bills. My husband and I did buy that house, and we installed a solar thermal system on it for heating hot water and a PV system for capturing energy from the sun. We remodeled the house in the 90s, and when we decided to do that, he knew I was really into resource efficiency because I decided and insisted that we needed to install carpet made from recycled pop bottles and tile made from recycled windshields. He just about went over the edge when I insisted that we install the countertop using Elmer's glue because it was non-toxic. Anyway, we went on. I first learned about energy efficiency when I was in graduate school at the University of Denver. I was studying international studies, and I was planning to become an officer in the Foreign Service. I enrolled in a class on energy because I thought it looked interesting. The required reading included Soft Energy Paths by Amory Lovins, who co-founded Rocky Mountain Institute. I was just captivated by the concept that he was presenting, that we could have a future that would include energy efficiency and renewable energy as opposed to burning fossil fuels and nuclear energy. I altered my career path. I chose to work in Boulder County and went to the Boulder Energy Conservation Center. Coordinating with Nancy Kellogg, a science teacher, we were developing a program for teachers to explain energy concepts to students. We decided that we would use a chocolate chip cookie to represent the planet, and we'd ask the students to dig out the chocolate chips without breaking the cookie. It helps you understand what mining does when you extract minerals from the planet. At the same time, her father-in-law, who was a head of the laboratory at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, was studying human impact on the climate and the planet. That and other information that was coming out and research that was being done was telling us how fast carbon emissions were being emitted into the atmosphere, much faster than they had been done the last 50 years. At that point, I realized that energy efficiency was not only something I wanted to do for the practicality, but I wanted to do it because of the planet. More and more people are getting involved and doing this rewarding work, and it helps inspire me. I'm happy to get up every day and work for an organization where we can help you save energy and install renewable energy projects and work with young environmental students. We feel that we're making more progress because costs are coming down, new technologies are emerging, but scientists are still telling us we only have about 10 years before we hit a wall in time to make change for the climate and for humans. I've been lucky because I've been able to really follow my passion. And one year, I decided to quit my job. I was feeling burned out. I'd been working furiously to develop programs and working with others to develop a program for used building materials. We were salvaging them. I still wasn't done yet. I knew that. I was sitting around a table with a group of environmental activists who were focused on sustainable energy, and one of them was changemaker Randy Udall, the first director of CORE. We had convinced Xcel Energy to develop wind farms on the plains in eastern Colorado. So we started dreaming about a community-owned wind farm. What could that look like? How could we attract investors? Could we expand the amount of renewable energy on the grid? Since I was unemployed, they asked me if I would take on the project. And it was something I felt, yes, I can do this. It didn't work out exactly as we planned, but we had the exploration, the opportunity, and the expansion of the ideas and the possibility for renewable energy was just pretty invigorating. More recently, I've circled back to the nonprofit sector here in the Roaring Fork Valley as director of CORE. And I feel really grateful that we are helping people like you all who are interested in taking action to support the climate. These stunning mountains and these beautiful skies and these roaring rivers, they help keep me going. I'm thrilled to be part of all of this. I want to share a quote with you that really speaks to my heart. It's by L.M. Montgomery. "Dear old world, you are lovely, and I'm glad to be alive in you." Thank you.
Thank you, Mona.